he's made improvements so far. I think this game's a good game for him to, you know, he's probably going to get a lot more snaps than what he's seen. He's going to be playing, you know, mostly with the guys that have been on that second tier, kind of fighting for spots. So it's a lot of the guys he's been practicing with. He don't get a lot of reps with Demarius and Decker, so that's a new thing that we did last week with him. And it'll be good to see how he handles, you know, Arizona this week.
Now that it's the fourth preseason game, a lot of guys that'll play will be fighting for their spots on the roster. What have you been able to tell them? What do they need to do in the fourth preseason game? Have you had many conversations with some of the young guys? What you need to see from them?
The biggest thing that we're stressing right now is just finishing every play. You know, that Seattle game was it was just a poor performance overall from top to bottom as far as us finishing each and every play, linemen downfield, backs finishing the runs, receivers finishing after the catch. So that's going to be our biggest thing that we're going to be focusing on this week is, hey, let's finish every play, no matter what position you're at.
How would you characterize the running back, I don't want to say battle, but, you know, coach basically said 1-1A and Noshon's in the mix.
I would say the group as a whole is about as good a group as you want. And I know Coach Fox has talked about those guys being 1-1A, however you want to look at it. Those guys are battling. And we don't have a guy that's going to be a 30-carry guy, and we pretty much said, hey, this is going to be, you know, by-committee type backfield. I mean, we've never shied away from that. And, you know, right now those three guys have done a good job of handling the workload when they're asked, you know, whatever they're asked to do. You know, if it's an eight-play drive, you know, they're trying to stay in there for all eight plays.
Last week you talked about ball security. Do you have to have the same conversation a week later, like to reemphasize?
I wouldn't say reemphasize, but we just keep making it. You know, every time that one of those things slip up, it becomes a massive talking point for us. And obviously it came up again the other day, and it was an unfortunate play. Ronnie got stood up, and the guy stripped it out, and he made a good play. We'd like to see him get down in that situation. Coach Studisville says it all the time, fight for yards, not inches. And I think he was fighting for inches there.
Brock said the biggest thing he's got to work on this week is protecting the football. Is that an accurate assessment of himself?
Absolutely. The interception, you know, we can put that on both of those guys. The fumbles, that cannot happen in that situation. It was two situations for us. It was a four-minute situation and a backed-up situation. We basically almost gave the game up right there. If they hit that two-point conversion, you know, it's a different feeling for us. He has to protect the ball. He knows that's his number one priority.
Coach, as we've gone through offseason and training camp, it seems to me like Zach Dysart's mind is slowing down a little bit. Like he's feeling more comfortable recently. Do you get that same vibe?
He's done a good job with the volume that we're giving him right now. It'll be good to see him get a play this week, you know, against Arizona, and just see how he's processed over the last 2 weeks. We've tried to make sure Brock has had the right amount of reps he needs going into the season as the backup, and Zach will have that opportunity against Arizona to kind of show us how far he's come since that first week.
What have you seen from the interior O-line guys that you brought in, Moffitt, Avalos, Logan, Cam, and how they've picked up the offense?
They've done it. Some of those guys that know, you know, Ryan knows the offense for the most part. He's been in this. Moffitt's trying to pick it up as quick as possible. And inside, it's just really for linemen, you're switching the terminology of what they've done. A lot of the teams in the NFL do the same things. It's just learning different terminology, and that's what they're going through right now. But linemen, to play that position, you better be smart, and our guys are, so they do a good job of picking things up fairly quickly.
With the experience you have there now, is that area going to be one of the toughest decisions come that time?
I'm sure it will be. When we get together and we have to make those final decisions as a group, that's probably going to be one of the tougher ones for us on offense, at least.
Are you going to lobby for your guys if it comes down to an offensive or defensive guy? Are you going to push to?
We're going
to
do what's best for the team. You know, you can, you know, you fight for, you know, certain positions, but, you know, at the end of the day, whatever's best for our team, that's what we'll be great with.
Adam, you both played fast the other night, but dominated the time of possession, which would seem to be contradictory. I mean, as you study playing fast, did you find that it is possible to do both?
Yes. A lot of the stuff that our off-season research showed us that a lot of the teams that do play high tempo, it's a lot of plays within the drive. It's because a lot of the DBs start falling off a little bit. They don't want to get beat deep. So you take a lot of things underneath. That's what happened to us. St. Louis, we had a couple shots early that we didn't hit. They just started sloughing off a little bit, and we took the underneath stuff, and it kind of created that time of possession, the amount of plays that occurred, you know, during those drives. That's why we had all those double-digit drives.
If teams give you that, could you see games where Manning throws 70 times in a game?
No, that was a little extreme the other day. We were trying to work on a certain element of what we have in our offensive package, and we knew we were going to go in there. We didn't know it was going to be that many plays, but it was good. I had an idea that he was going to play about a half. I wasn't sure if we'd get him in the third quarter, so we were trying to get as many plays as possible. You know, we'd like to balance that out. But when they were kind of giving us all that short stuff, it almost felt like we were running the ball a little bit. You know, we're taking 5-7 yard completions, which you'll take as long as we're moving the chains and we're getting first downs. You know, we had 27 first downs. I don't think anybody's going to complain about that. We'd like to finish in the red zone. We score touchdowns in the red zone. If we end up 5-for-5 in that game, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah,